This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. First, we have some new data about how many Americans have signed up for health insurance through those federal marketplaces or exchanges. Marketplace's David Gura joins us live from Washington. Good morning, David. Can you walk us through these numbers?
Absolutely. So the Department of Health and Human Services says that more than 1 million Americans signed up using healthcare.gov between October 1st, when that site went live, kind of disastrously, you may remember, and December the 24th. And of those 1 million plus, nearly 90% of them signed up this month, so in the month of December. And that could indicate a couple of things, David. First, that these Americans wanted coverage that would start this Wednesday, New Year's Day. The other being that healthcare.gov is working a bit better, that it's gotten more reliable since October. And I want you to keep in mind, though, that while the government is trumpeting these numbers, they're still way lower than what officials had forecasted.
Yeah, way lower. Now, you mentioned the deadline to get coverage starting January 1. Open enrollment continues, though, right? So what's next?
Yeah, this is it's a six-month period, so the next big deadline is March the 31st. If you don't have insurance by then, there's a tax penalty. Over these next few months, I expect we're going to see more outreach, both to Americans who can sign up for insurance and to Americans who have signed up and are wondering maybe what's next. And I think it's safe to say we can assume that behind the scenes, there's going to be more work both on this website and on the rollout of the healthcare law more generally.
Indeed. Marketplace's David Gura, thank you very much.
Thank you.